Archie Sadu is the owner of the Mel Styles, a menswear store in Grand Rapids. It's known for providing custom-fitted men's suits. He says when the stay-at-home order was implemented in early March, order cancellations began rolling in.
We had about 10 weddings that is already canceled. Prom season is canceled. Graduation is canceled. So it's just a lot, you know. It's a lot.
Sadu says he found out about the Paycheck Protection Program loan right after its April 3rd launch and submitted an application.
I apply at least about 8 to 10 times now with the PPP.
Applications filed with a number of banks, but denied repeatedly. Sadu employs less than 10 people and is a sole proprietor. $30 billion from the PPP were set aside to help small business owners like Sadu. But a new report from the Small Business Administration's Inspector General found that small business owned by people of color did not receive access to the loans in the same way their white counterparts did. Jameel Robinson, founder of Grand Rapids Area Black Business, a startup economic development company, says he's not surprised by the report's findings.
All you have to do is look at how traditional lending from financial institutions, you know, banks and credit unions have historically, you know, left out businesses even, you know, pre-COVID crisis. And so it's not surprising the system is still going to function and operate the same way.
According to a report from the Center for Responsible Lending, businesses of color stand close to no chance of receiving a PPP loan through a mainstream bank or credit union.
I also spoke with a couple of financial institutions, and they were, you know, really looking to get a lot of the money out to some of their bigger clients. And so we know on average, black businesses have revenue less than $100,000 a year. And so it doesn't necessarily put us at the top of mind.
According to the Center for Responsible Lending, a solution is requiring 20% of PPP lending to be set aside for businesses of color and opening the program to all small businesses that file 2018 or 2019 tax returns. I'm Michelle Jokishbolo.